the Good Day program for Independence Day, Thursday, the 4th of July. Every year we get to this point.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th to you, Jennifer.
Actually, I'd rather say Happy Independence Day, sir.
What is the difference in your mind between saying Happy 4th of July and Happy Independence Day?
To me, it's not a huge difference, but when you say Happy Independence Day, it has more meat than just celebrating 4th of July, which sounds like a day of the week.
Nothing better than a little meat.
Well, I like the meat, sir.
Right. All right. So the things that are important to know, every hour we try to start out with a few minutes, maybe 3-4 minutes on the issues of the day, the things that people are talking about. Independence Day, no different. It's the only live radio program on the air at the moment. Thus, we are on hundreds of radio stations that we are not normally on at this time. Maybe they carry the program earlier and then they start their own local program. But because this is a service provided to folks, people appreciate it and gather themselves around the radio to listen to this strange but wonderful sound of big stuff. Jennifer Horn.
Mr.
Ken Kessler.
Stuff.
Right. So, and yes, I understand. So, hail the gang's all here. So, this is sort of off the beaten path a little bit for me because I'm not much of a sports person, but I was thinking about baseball and how baseball is, for me, the most unique of American sports. And today,
usually when boys think about baseball, they're doing something naughty.
Really? Well, I wasn't doing anything naughty. Okay. As a matter of fact, I wasn't even thinking about anything naughty until you just suggested it. Thanks very much.
Okay, go ahead.
I was thinking about Lou Gehrig, for example. One of the most important speeches in sports history. Lou Gehrig spoke between games of a New York Yankees doubleheader with the Washington Senators on July 4th, 1939, 2 weeks after he retired, having been diagnosed with what is now called ALS, but it also is referred to as Gehrig's disease. Yep. He played only 8 games that season. He drove in 1 run and hit 143. So he referred to himself, I think, in terms of the luckiest. He thought he was the luckiest man alive. So that happened on July the 4th, 1939. And then 44 years after Gehrig retired, Dave Righetti provided a July 4th highlight for the Yankees, pitching a no-hitter against Boston. It was the first no-hitter by New York since Don Larsen's perfect game in the 1956 World Series, and the first by a Yankee left-hander since 1917.
Wow. How fun to have that.
And he struck out Wade Boggs, one of the favorites, one of the Boston favorites, much to the delight of George Steinbrenner, who was celebrating his 53rd birthday, July 4th, 1983.
Wow.
Then, another baseball item from the history book on July 4th, one of the greatest games played on this date, ended at 4 o'clock in the morning. The Mets needed 19 innings to beat the Atlanta Braves, 16-13. It was a rainy night, July 4th, 1985. Dwight Gooden started. Ron Darling finally closed it out for the Mets.
Those are hardcore fans that were left, by the way.
Man, I guess. Let's see what else happened on July 4th in terms of various baseball franchises. Coors Field, fans crammed into the ballpark to see the fireworks after the game, but the show started early. Colorado staged the biggest comeback in franchise history, rallying from 9 runs down to beat the Florida Marlins 18-17. That was July 4th, 2008.
Wow.
And then the fifth item from July 4th in terms of the history of baseball, Marty Green at WAYY is going to love this because he loves to talk about baseball. He's going to join us later on today. Hall of Famer Rube Waddell and Cy Young locked up in a pitcher's duel for 19 innings on July 4th, 1905, before the Philadelphia A's scored twice in the 20th inning for a 4-2 win.
Wow. I have to tell you, that must have been a snoozer of a game, but probably a very cool pitching duo to watch.
Yeah. Yes, duel. Probably. Yeah, duel. Got it.
Excuse me.
Yes, dueling. Okay, so one of the things that you may or may not be thinking about today, I think we ought to think about certain words that are in our vocabulary that amount to importance in terms of our overall understanding of where we are. What
coup
does it mean?
Is one.
Well, that applies in Egypt. Doesn't apply
here. That's
a big
one.
Yeah. Mr. Marcy Mosey Moosey is Gonzo. Military take over. Actually, with regard to that, the fellow who took over is a former sort of big wig in the Mubarak administration. So this looks like a return of this, not of those thrilling days of yesteryear.
Return to sender.
Right. Even though Mubarak is sitting in jail or in a hospital bed, half dead, he managed to eke out during his lowly career as a politician in Egypt an $84 billion. This guy's worth 84. He and his family. Oh, man, did they loot that place. But let's bring back more of that. That'd be good. I don't think that Morzai was any great... that's how we pronounce his name, right? M-O-R-S-I, Morzai.
Yeah, Morzai.
Morzai. Anyway, so that's...
Although some people have been spelling it with a Y lately.
Yes, that was an Obama... I believe people gave that to the Obama administration.
Yes.
For whatever the reason. So, anyway, one of the words that I think is important for us to hear or use or think about today is the word liberty. Now, I know that risks being heard by the NSA when you use that word. That's one of the key words, right? Wasn't the... that was the IRS, sorry. When you were... If you were in your application for a 501c4, a non-taxable group, if you used liberty, then they were after you. You knew that, right? That was part of the thing above her. But let's broaden liberty, at least as far as the number of places around the country that have liberty in their name. The most popular community, populous community, Liberty, Missouri, has about 30,000 residents. Iowa has a Liberty, Iowa. There's Libertyville, New York. There's Liberty, there's North Liberty, there's West Liberty. These names are important names. And so if you live in a Liberty, like Liberty, Kansas, would you like to be heard? 888-302-3684. Liberty is cool. I love that name. I love the sound.
You know,
of
while
that
we're
word.
Talking about those towns, you know what I'm interested in hearing about?
No, but why don't you tell us?
Because I, even though I live in LA, I live in a small offshoot of LA.
Yes, you do.
And I think it's really cool
LA
to know.
LA doesn't really want to claim where you
no,
are.
No, trust me, they don't. No. And that's sad because LA's not that great. But in our little town, we have a 4th of July parade that just walks up and down the street, and it's pretty pathetic. It's like, you know, a couple of Boy Scout troops, maybe a fire truck, and, you know, call it a day. But it's kind of become a tradition in our community, and it's fun. So I'm curious to know what other towns have going on, because I know other towns must have cool little special things. I think it'd be fun to hear about it.
Tell us your story at 888-302-3684. Speaking of Liberty, the Statue of Liberty, which has been closed since the destruction wrought by Superstorm Sandy, opening to the public today.
Yay, that's fun.
For the
first
time.
Have you ever been inside of her?
I have.
And have you walked? There's stairs, right?
Yes. Well, there's an elevator, I think, too, but...
I've always wanted to do that. I've floated only around the outside. But is there like a viewing deck in her crown or?
Yeah. No, you can get up into those there. I didn't want to because it was very claustrophobic.
Oh, I'm sure it must be tiny.
Yeah.
I'd like to do it, though, someday. That'd be fun.
Park Department says there'll be a large crowd on hand today for the ribbon-cutting ceremony. Liberty Island is what it's called. There are boats. I think this is always cool. When the boats go out in the harbor and they spray the water up in the air. I think that is the coolest thing to see that happen. I remember, one of the Queen Elizabeth, Queen Mary or something, coming into a harbor, seeing video or actually film of tugboats spraying water all over the boats because it was the last time they would be in service. But Lady Liberty opened today. The taxpayer spent $59 million, you and I, to fix this. I think there are fireworks also on the island.
I'm sure.
As well.
That would be something to see, wouldn't it?
Yeah, would be.
Fireworks over the steps.
A lot of raucous behavior. No drunkenness, though, No drunkenness allowed. Why do people get drunk on the 4th of July?
I don't know. It doesn't. The only holiday I can see people getting drunk on is New Year's, and that's because everybody drinks champagne at midnight. And so,
yeah.
But the 4th of July, to me, is just about barbecuing and hanging out and, you know, not doing too much, isn't it?
Not maybe for me. I'm baling hay today.
Celebrating the cut, maybe a parade, something like that.
It's a big day on the farm. Lots of work to do. As soon as I get off the air, it's onto the tractor and out, and I'll be out until dark tonight.
You're such a celebrator. That's what I love about you.
The weather's been bad.
Every holiday, you just take every little bit of it out.
Most farmers will be out today working, especially in the Northeast, because the weather is finally good and the hay crop is getting really wasted, going beyond where it needs to be in order to be nutritionally valuable. So that's why people will be out. Most farmers will be working a normal routine today, I'm guessing. They may have time for a nice Independence Day lunch, but other than that, it's work, work, work.
Work.
18 at the hour, and good day.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now, through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond powder. Relief starts now.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 23rd through July 8th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's time to buckle in for Sears July 4th Appliance Event. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride, because you're going to want them for these scream-worthy offers, like 10 to 30% off appliances. Plus, hold on to your hats, because you'll also get super buy savings like 50% off a Kenmore Elite Front Load Laundry Pair, just $699.99 each. This is one July 4th ride that's sure to be
amazing!
This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 628 through 77. Gas dryer price higher. Optional pedestal sold separately.
Musicians, the biggest musical instrument event of the summer is here, with savings up to 90% off retail. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale. Now through Sunday. Grab your copy of The List. Hundreds of hand-picked deals on closeouts, demos, clearance items, new and more. Plus, score doorbuster deals like Fender electric guitars, just $79. Kohala soprano ukuleles, $29. Martin acoustic guitar strings, 5 sets for $20. Guitar stands, 2 for $10. Hurry. Guitar Center's 4th of July sale ends Sunday.
I like saving money. In fact, to save on lunches, every day I pack myself a sandwich on whole wheat bread. It's healthy, plus it keeps people who are gluten-free from stealing my lunch. Another good way to save money is to switch your car insurance to Geico. They've even got a special discount for people that are gluten-free. Nah, not really. Well, that's not a bad idea.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The old red, white, and blue. And I'll die a whole lot harder if it comes to where I have to. I'm a flag-waving patriotic nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man.
Johnny Cash's Song of the Patriots.
It'd be pretty appropriate for today, so let's crank this up for a moment or two, Michael.
Tonight, what is right and wrong? The old glory burn. My blood begins to churn, and I could do some fighting of my own. I don't believe in violence. I'm a God-fearing man, but I'd stand up for my country just as long as I could stand. 'Cause I'm a flag-waving patriotic nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man. Nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man. And I enjoy the liberty of being what I want to be and achieving any goals that I can. I was taught to turn the other cheek, but Teddy used to say, walk soft and pack a big stick, but never walk away. And I'm a flag-waving patriotic nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man.
How are you celebrating Independence Day? Jennifer prefers that to the 4th of July, and I think I'm on board with that. Kent Kessler is here monitoring your social media connections to us. Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, 888-302-3684. Email to Jennifer at DougStefan.com, Doug at DougStefan.com, and to Ken at DougStefan.com. Meanwhile, pass the potato salad, if you would, please. Potato salad, potato chips, pretty popular food items, would you say?
Potato salad with mustard instead of mayo.
Potato salad with mustard instead of mayo?
Oh, much better. I mean, you have to put a little mayo in there, but mustard.
Chips for me, thanks.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, if you're going to have tomatoes in your salad, last night we had at the house about 24, 25 people over. It wasn't for Independence Day, although I guess maybe we could have made it. It was to unveil the plaque, which was made for my friend Edgar, who died a year ago yesterday.
Oh,
so
that's
a lot
great
of people
that you did that.
In the family.
Did you
came.
Cook?
No, everybody brought something.
Right.
I don't, that's not, but it, and I didn't
not
even,
your thing.
To be honest with you, and maybe most people recognize it, Georgette, who was Edgar's wife, spoke and I spoke, but not much other conversation went on. And frankly, I was off my game. There's something about the energy of this whole thing yesterday, and maybe the energy that I'm lacking from other things. I just, and I said it, I felt that I didn't have the energy last night to really, I talked a lot, not a lot, a little about the experience that actually was the passing of Edgar a year ago. And then we had a plate on a chair, an empty chair left for him with his picture on it, and people put a little bit of food. Because he was
what
great.
Did he have?
He would go. He had macaroni and cheese. He had potato salad. He had some tomatoes. He would not normally in a gathering like that. He wouldn't have his own plate. He'd just go around, especially if his family were there, his kids or his grandchildren. He'd just pick off of their plates.
He would funny. Not. That's yeah. weird.
So, how many of you have a grandfather or a father who will do that today? Go around and just pick a little here. All right, I want a little piece of that sandwich. I want a piece of that salad. I want a little of that dessert. We had some yummy cake for dessert, though, with Eastley Farm ice cream. It was very, very good. You know what? Independence Day would be no good if you didn't have an ice cream.
You'll have some ice cream.
Go someplace. We're open today at Eastley Farm. We're going to have a Children's Day, a bouncy bounce thing. Parents can bring their children by, and man, with the heat the way it's supposed to be today, we'll sell lots and lots of ice cream.
The kids might stick to the bouncy bounce. That'll be fun.
28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Reagan and Eric Erickson, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help, but the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Erickson. With a doubling of border agents and a path to citizenship, the Senate sent an immigration reform bill over to the House. Will Speaker Boehner allow it to come to the floor for a vote or kill it?
I agree with immigration reform, and I'm deeply opposed to rounding up 11 million people who've made lives here and sent them home, but I thought this was a terrible piece of legislation, and I don't think they need to get a vote on it. I mean, we've seen in 2006 and 2010, and we'll see in 2014 as well, that you can actually get elected to Congress by doing nothing.
The immigration bill has some good things in it and has some bad things in it. It does provide a path to citizenship. At the same time, it throws a lot of money at private enforcement agencies along the border, and we're going to waste a lot of money there. But it's an attempt. It's how sausages are made, as we know. What happens in the House, I have no idea, though. I don't know what Boehner is going to do there.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Ray.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Doug Steffen, happy Independence Day. Jennifer Horn here to celebrate with you, and Ken Kessler is here as well. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Most important phraseology in my mind to the Declaration of Independence. So as you think about this day and our freedom, you know what? This country in many ways is awful. But you know what? It is more...
Would you want to live anywhere else?
It's less awful. Picture yourself living in Egypt today.
I was looking at the flag yesterday, and I was having just kind of a little deep moment. I was outside waiting at a doctor's appointment. I was just looking at the flag, and I was thinking, this country sometimes disappoints me.
Yes,
more than it has in the past, but maybe it's because I'm older and I recognize it more. But I just... There's no other place I'd rather be.
No
other place at all.
Well,
But if I had to run, I'd run to Canada, just FYI.
Canada's not a bad place, but it just gets too cold too quick up there. So, speaking of Egypt, most people are aware of the fact that there was a coup there in the last 24 hours.
I heard there was a coup, and I kept looking for a two-door, but I couldn't find it.
No, there are no Thunderbirds.
I was watching them try. I thought they were driving through town in a coup, and I couldn't find one.
The militarists have taken over. Mr. Morsi is out. And this even on the heels of what was called the Arab Spring, which was supposed to bring out new, fresh changes, new leadership. People worried about the Muslim Brotherhood and all of that, and Morsi was one of those. But he lasted a year. That was it. They quickly became aware, and this is what technology, we get into Twitter and Facebook and the way people communicate now. This guy thought he was, you know, sort of a member of the old school, in a sense, that I'll get into power and then I can do what I want because everybody else is asleep. Mm-hmm. But they have awoken. Is that the right term? They are awake.
They are awake.
And so that, along with what is going on in a lot of other Middle Eastern countries, Egypt is sometimes, it's kind of one of those interesting places on the cusp. It's on African soil, but it's considered part of the Middle East. At any rate.
Have you been there?
Yes. Several times.
I'd like to go at some point, like when it's safe to travel there.
There is great history there in certain parts of Egypt.
I just kind of want to fly in, see the pyramids, and go.
Yeah. Well, that's probably, you should do it in a day then. The food is horrible. and sanitation is horrible for a country that gets as much aid as it does from America. You get outside of Cairo, especially, and the facilities and the way it is. It's not like it isn't a relatively progressive. It's not major league, big time progressive, but they're aware of their educational facilities there. They've had some good leadership over the last maybe 50 years, enlightened leadership to a point. And by the way, that's what sort of happens when, and I don't want to sound like everybody else who gets off onto the Muslims, but in general, and I don't, somebody argue with me if you think this sounds like an ignorant statement, but generally speaking, Muslim countries don't do a great job educating the people who live there. The countries that follow that progression in terms of Muslims in this country, and many people think that a lot of the Muslims that have come here because of the educational opportunities. And those who have converted, I know a couple of white families that were that grew up Protestant Christian and converted to the Muslim faith because they felt it was more enlightened. And I think that may happen when you, I guess, understand it and find the good points for you that may be in that religion and you follow it. But for the most part, the people who follow it in the so-called third world countries, they don't see or are they taught what may be considered enlightened by some who practice the religion elsewhere. And so what they are taught is basically the old school way, and that's sort of what the Muslim Brotherhood is about, in a sense. And that's, I'm equating this to Morzai, bringing it back to Egypt, how he thought in the old school that once they got into power, they could do whatever they wanted to. And because of what this interesting clash is between old Muslim thinking and the new way of communicating using social media, which has nothing to do. I mean, I don't, some cleric someplace has probably said that it's bad to use this because people are not controllable when they have the social media at their disposal. Is that a fair statement? It is, and I think Egypt is an example.
I think the internet is a big thing for them. I mean, even without social media, the fact that they're able to Google things and figure things out and see how everything is in the rest of the world, huge threat to their way of life.
Right. All right. So just to bring you up to date on this, here's a radio host named Steve Scott talking to a Middle East correspondent over there about the removal of Morsi. Actually, it's Steve Scott and Wayne Cabot talking together with Alex Ortiz.
Any more reports of violence between the anti- and the pro-Morsi groups?
Well, there are several scattered reports of violence elsewhere in the country, but so far in Cairo, we haven't seen anything like the violent clashes overnight that left 16 people dead and hundreds wounded. What we're seeing right now in the streets is, by and large, a celebration, at least among the opposition, the anti-Morsi crowds. They're still firing fireworks. They're still chanting. They're still welcoming the army intervention that has come and removed former President Mohamed Morsi from power.
The military, Alex, has suspended the country's constitution. Why is this a celebration for some people there?
Well, there's a lot of frustration that people have been channeling towards President Morsi and his administration. They say that after a year in office, he did nothing or did little to address the chronic problems the country faces, including rising unemployment, an economy in tatters, a breakdown in law and order. So there were a lot of complaints towards Morsi and his administration in any case. But it also touches on something else. A lot of Egyptians here felt like during Morsi's reign, he monopolized power amongst himself and his Islamist allies, that he did not include other sectors of Egyptian society in his government.
That's a very interesting point, because the Egyptian people are as varied as you could find in the Middle East. There's a lot of Christians, a lot of Jews live in Egypt now. And so this guy was basically marginalizing everybody that wasn't an Islamist. Mm-hmm. So perhaps that says something for those who are all shook up watching the Fox News channel and think that the Muslim Brotherhood is going to take over the world. Under the circumstances, it appears that, and this goes back to the education, Egyptians, generally speaking, are better educated than many in other countries that follow Muslim teachings to the point where there isn't an exclusion of other ideas. And I think that's part of what you're seeing here, at least it would seem to me. I was very impressed with some things when I was in Egypt. I wasn't impressed with the food, as I said a few minutes ago. But culturally, they are pretty advanced, if you're in one of the cities, anyway. But there still is a lot of old, sort of middle-aged thinking even there. But it gets worse the further, the deeper you get into some places in the Middle East where there is Muslim leadership. The thinking is really almost the Neanderthals in the that era have nothing on these guys. And it all has to do with women's rights and families and what the position is of others in the society. And that's what this guy was trying to do. You heard what the reporter said. They wanted to have everything in amongst themselves, mm-hmm. and they thought they could get away with it. But, hello, they didn't read the tea leaves. They didn't know how they got to power in the first place.
Right.
Obviously. And respect it. So, at any rate, it's probably not a great place to be today. I think, as a matter of fact, wasn't there some announcement yesterday tourists should stay the hell out of Egypt?
They've been saying that all week, yeah. No tourism.
Right. Stay away. All right, so anyway, that's our overview of what's going on in Egypt. What's going on in America today is that most people have the day off. Our poll today at DougStephan.com asks you what you're going to be doing. Are you going to a parade, having a cookout, going shopping, touring a museum, maybe doing a bunch of all that stuff? Or are you working? If you are you working? Are you working? Call us now. Call us now. 888-30. You can't make it. 888-302-3684. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, do you have a problem with your hairline? Is it going bye-bye? I have a beautiful idea for you, 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 and you. And it wraps itself around a product called Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. Provia is all natural. Provia works for men and women. Provia is great for colored or treated hair. What does Provia do, you ask? Well, it eliminates thin hair, makes your hair molecules seem thicker and richer, and it cleans the pores in your scalp so that the hair that you've lost, and I put that in quotation marks because you didn't really lose it, it just has been hidden because you've used bad creams and lotions and shampoos for a long time, plugs up the pores in your hair, and the hair goes, bye-bye! Now you clean them out, those pores, and the hair starts to grow again, and the hair looks thicker and richer. The results by using Provia are guaranteed, or you'll get your money back. So here's how you get started right now. People are actually there to answer your calls at 800-525-8319. 800-525-8319. And if you mention Doug Stephan when you call Provia to order your product, you'll get rush shipping, you'll get a surprise gift, and you'll get an extra month's supply of Provia. All by dialing 800-525-8319. Call now and see as quickly as you get this stuff, your hairline will begin to change. And you'll be liking it. You'll send me an email, and I'll say thank you. And then you'll say thank you, and we'll all be friends. How's that for a deal? 800-525-8319.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
Musicians, the biggest musical instrument event of the summer is here, with savings up to 90% off retail. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale. Now through Sunday, grab your copy of The List. Hundreds of hand-picked deals on closeouts, demos, clearance items, new, and more. Plus, sport doorbuster deals like Fender electric guitars, just $79. Kohala soprano ukuleles, $29. Audio-Technica dynamic handheld mics, just $19. Guitar stands, 2 for $10. Hurry, Guitar Center's 4th of July sale ends Sunday.
You know, gold prices dropped $125 an ounce in one day as speculators sold a record 155 tons of paper gold in just 1 hour. That's more than the entire yearly gold production. This is only possible in a world full of paper IOUs. Central banks then rushed in to buy 55 tons of physical gold at lower prices. Not paper gold, physical gold, to put in their vault. I say, buy the dip. This could be one of the greatest buying opportunities in years. No matter how hard banksters try to manipulate the markets, gold always shines, just like I've told you over and over for years now. The reasons why are all explained in a brand new Simple Truth CD from Swiss America. Get it today. Call Swiss America, 800-289-2646 now. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Seize this golden opportunity now. Call 800-289-2646. Or go to buygold.com.
It's time to buckle in for Sears July 4th appliance event. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride, because you're going to want them for these scream-worthy offers, like 10 to 30% off appliances. Plus, hold on to your hats, because you'll also get supervised savings like 50% off a Kenmore Elite Front Load Laundry Pair, just $699.99 each. This is one July 4th ride that's sure to be
amazing!
This is Sears. Exclusive appliance history for details. Offer valid 628 through 77. Gas dryer price higher. Optional pedestal sold separately.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
It's 13 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. I was looking at one of these blogs that focuses on women who are professionals. And I noticed that there was a blog from a lady named Roxanne Jones.
Uh-huh.
Do you know who she is?
I don't. I haven't heard of her.
She's a reporter, a sports reporter.
Mm-hmm.
Has done a lot of television. Apparently has been a sports person. I don't know her myself. But I was intrigued with what she said on her blog. Kenny, I don't know if you saw this or not when you were looking around at some of the social media. I think she works for CNN, at least part of the time. The the premise in the conversation on the blog was dating. And she said, that's it. Starting today, the next guy to text me and ask me on a date will be deleted from my cell phone. You want to make plans for the weekend? Wondering how I am? You want to discuss a relationship? Then call me. Save texting for simple stuff. Let's meet at 8 o'clock. Do you like sushi? You look so hot last night, yada, yada, yada. But when it comes to texting or emailing, the KISS principle applies. Keep it simple. We know the rest of it.
Hmm.
So do you agree with that, Jennifer?
Yes, absolutely. 110%.
Yeah. Can you imagine somebody dumping or divorcing someone via text message?
No.
What cowardly behavior.
So bad. I mean, you've got to at least.
But it happens quite often. I don't know whether it's just teenagers, but wasn't what was it? Was it Katy Perry who got dumped by Russell Brand? Wasn't that an email or something?
Yeah, via email.
It was a text.
A text.
Yeah. Oh, a text message. Okay.
Yeah. I thought I remembered we talked about that. But who thinks that that's appropriate?
And how do you ever get over that? That's a marriage. I mean, that's not even just a little dating thing. That is a marriage. Ugh.
Yeah. It is beyond. Technology has changed romance. I'm not sure if it's for the better or not, but I'm kind of shocked at how many people who are attractive, intelligent, they have, this is mostly men, they have no idea how to hold.
No, I think most people, because of technology, we just forgot how to communicate.
Right. Not forgot. You haven't learned.
It's
like a muscle. If you don't exercise it and make it bigger, it atrophies and goes away. So you're a loser if you communicate that way via text or email. All right. There we go. I've said it and said it again. 51 after on Good Day.
Did you know?
know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of a hemp plant. HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
On 53 minutes after the hour now for Independence Day, the 4th of July, 2013. Technology, the Tech Talk Time portion of the program is alive and well. Shelley Palmer here to talk about PlayStation 3 and Netflix, who are partnered apparently to improve your movie watching experience. Let's find out how all that will happen in just a minute here on Good Day.
Hey, neighbor, do you have Craftsman tools?
I've got tons of Craftsman. Everything from wrenches to power drills to lawnmowers. In fact, come by this Saturday. We're giving away Craftsman bottle openers to the first 50 people.
Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor. A neighbor with all the best brands, like Craftsman. Ace, the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware tools.
With coupon available in-store or at acehardware.com. No purchase necessary. Limit one. Valid at participating stores. June 1st only.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, pause that game. Your PlayStation 3 has something new for you to interact with. Netflix has launched a service called Max, an intelligent suggestion engine designed to help you pick what movie or TV show you should watch next. Max was tested last year and began rolling out to PlayStation 3 users in the United States last week. So how does Max work? It's a Siri-like voice that asks you questions. Max will ask you to rate a handful of movies or pick which of two genres you'll like more. Then it uses your selection and Netflix's algorithms to help pick a movie to match your current mood. Once Max begins to understand you better, it'll offer movie and TV suggestions and will populate a full row of recommendations on your Netflix home screen. Netflix wants to give every PlayStation 3 user access to Max within the next few weeks and then roll it out to other platforms, including iPad, in the near future. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
No, shh. If people find out, we've got extra money.
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa.
Plus it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
Yeah. The Hotels.com 4th of July sale. Now through July 4th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
It's everyone's favorite meat game. Ken picked grill number one and got ribeye steak.
Ken, you can keep the steak.
Or
swap it
for the ribeye pork chop.
Swap it.
Pork is less expensive.
I'll swap it. Nicely done, Ken. You've won delicious pork and great value on
swap.
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. All right, so as long as we're talking about technology, how many people have heard that the State Department, the United States Department of State, spent more than $630,000 last year on advertising campaigns to boost the number of Facebook likes for the State Department pages on its website? This is when Mrs. Clinton actually was running it. Whether it was her decision or not is not clear. The Bureau of International Information Programs used $630,000 of your money to increase the number of fans for each of its four Facebook pages from 100,000 to 2 million. Program initiated after the Bureau expanded the agency's presence on social media by setting up Facebook pages, Twitter accounts, and blogs targeted at foreign audiences. $630,000, says the report. It found that many employees in the Bureau were critical of this spending, and that buying fans seemed not to be the real way to engage people. How do you get, what is that for? I don't, Kenny, what am I missing here? So you buy just likes? How does that help you explain or expand on whatever the agency is currently doing?
It makes you look like you have lots more.
But why is that important in this circumstance? I guess I don't. Why would somebody think it was important?
Question.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
It's
really kind of distressing, actually, when you get right down to it. Think about that. 630,000 of your tax dollars. How many people work? That's like 100 people paying their taxes over the course of a year for that.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. But it is a fact, so we pass along the info, and you do with it what you will. It's 59 past the hour. Remember, this is the live Good Day program on Independence Day 23.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.